Podding on the spot, coming back at you live from the basement. This your boy Pat.
And William Injured Reserve Brown.
Yeah, your team is on the injured reserve.
Injured reserve? They're at the hospital. They're in the ER.
Oh, that's right. The San Francisco Santa Clara 49ers General Hospital. Is that what you called them?
Yeah, San Francisco General Hospital Niners, dog.
Boy. Week one of the NFL season is in the books, and I'm excited to have football back on TV.
Yeah, me too, because now I can wake up on Sunday morning, I can leave the TV on and just wake up to football.
Yeah.
It's going to be on 5, going to be on 8, it's going to be on 3 all day. Yeah. I just hate one thing I can't go to a sports book. I can't go and get that.
I mean, you can, because the sports book is open.
Can you sit in there and watch the games?
Yeah.
Or you can just...
No, you can sit in there. They just got the chairs and stuff spaced out.
But the casino I go to is not open.
Oh, the Texas.
Fiesta.
Oh, Fiesta, yeah.
So, they're not open. It sucks.
But yeah, very exciting week one. You know, we had some rookies that came in, showed they behinds first week. Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Huh. You know, Henry Ruggs showed out a little bit until he got injured. But, Yeah,
the Chiefs got a running. They
got a running back.
They got receivers. They got a tight end. They got a powerful quarterback. They got a running back.
It's stupid. Jesus. It's stupid. The rich getting richer. But you know what? It's not the Patriots, so I'm excited about that. Because if the Patriots picked up somebody, well, actually, they did pick up somebody. They did pick up another running back / quarterback. Cam Newton. Jesus. But we're gonna get to that a little bit later. So let's start off with the Thursday night game. The Chiefs versus the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
You got two quarterbacks that just signed big deals. Young black man getting paid.
Whew, Lord, one deal was just stupid.
$500 million.
Mm, 10 years, right?
12 years.
12 years. Oh,
12
Lord.
Years. $500 million.
Imagine if his stats keep going up. In year 4, we got to negotiate. I need 70% of the salary.
Yeah.
I need 70% of the salary.
Matter of fact, just give me a couple stakes in this team. We'll be good.
Lord have mercy. Don't
we'll, be,
say that.
We'll be good.
Because that might be the next
just
thing.
Give me
we
that.
Can't even afford to pay you. We're just going to give you our shares, right? You're a team owner now.
That's exactly what's going to happen next. But the final score in that game was 34-20, Chiefs.
What did you say? What did you say when I told you the score of the game? Remember, you was like, oh, yeah, they're losing.
Oh, yeah, I was like, oh, man.
Oh, the Super Bowl champs down? Yeah,
Super Bowl champs down.
I got off the phone with the dude when the store came back. They was up.
They just kept scoring.
Dog. I was like, Texas didn't score again, bro. They scored 31 straight points, dude.
They was down, 7-0 when we said that, right? You went back in the store. They had scored 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, it was 17. It was 17-7.
I'm like, oh,
and then it just
God.
Got worse. And I was like, oh my goodness. You was like, yeah, the Super Bowl. Yeah, whatever. I was like, look at this. Like, I was like, when they score one touchdown, dog, they just keep putting it in the end zone.
It's almost like a freaking relay race with them.
It is.
You got the person that pop off.
Mm-hmm.
You got the man in the middle. You got the third leg. Then you got the anchor.
Yeah, but you know what? It wasn't even Tariq Hill. It was everybody else.
Yeah.
And the running back was setting up everything.
It was Sammy Watkins out there looking like a freaking superstar. He had 7 receptions, 82 yards and a touchdown. Then, of course, like I said, the rookie, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Helaire. He had 25 carries, 138 yards and a touchdown. The boy looked good. I was trying so hard to get him for my fantasy team. in both leagues I'm in. And literally picks, right, a couple picks before me in both leagues, he got snatched up. I was so mad. And I've been trying to negotiate deals with people, trying to get him. I'm like, look, I know this kid is gonna be special, so I want him on my fantasy team now. Well, now.
Yeah, he's special.
And he showed out that first game.
LSU.
Pat Mahomes threw for a pedestrian 211 yards.
We're not used to that. We need like 750 yards out of you with 17 touchdowns.
You know, we used to seeing him throw for 350 yards, 4 touchdowns.
After I seen that game in 2018, the Rams and the Chiefs.
Oh my God.
Well, I was sitting there. We were sitting there. I was at the Fiesta, and it was like
nobody played defense in that game.
Everybody was getting burnt. It was just like back to back, just bombs, touchdown. And that's when the quarterback from the Rams was named
Goff.
Goff. Yeah. I'm like, this motherfucker right here, dude.
Yeah.
He looked like the second coming of. I ain't gonna say Jesus Christ, but
He looked like he was gonna be a good quarterback.
Yeah. He's just a solid.
He's, you know what? He's good. He's good in the system that he's in. You let that coach go away, he gonna be trash.
Man, that system is they're not the same team. They went to the Super Bowl and got smashed by the Patriots. Now they ain't been the same ever since.
Well, you gotta think about it. Last year, they had a lot of injuries on their offensive line. So they couldn't get the what? We'll get into that after that. Yeah.
Get a little bit excited. I'm gonna say, cut this off. I can't deal with it no more. This is, the injuries is hurting me. Like injuries, don't even say injuries, bro. Like my whole offense is hurt. Like that's, I never seen that before in my life, dog.
So the next game, we got the we got the Raiders and the Panthers. The new Las Vegas Raiders.
I'm not talking about this team. I don't like this team.
They played the Panthers with new quarterback Teddy B, my boy Teddy Bridgewater. He had a solid game. 22 for 34, 270 yards and a touchdown, no picks.
Oh, McCaffrey had it.
McCaffrey had 23 carries, 96 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Oh, okay.
Their new receiver, Robbie Anderson, that they picked up from the Jets. He had 6 receptions, 115 yards, and a touchdown for the Panthers.
He's the number one receiver.
He's the number one. Wow, he's crazy. The number one. Solid. Solid. David Carr, 22 for 30, 239 yards and a touchdown. That's a solid day for him. Josh Jacobs, 25 carries, 93 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Jeez. And then, like I said, the youngster, Henry Ruggs, was getting off before he got hurt. 3 receptions for 55 yards.
What did he hurt?
I believe he hurt his ankle, because when he came down, it looked like that ankle kind of tweaked a little bit.
Yeah.
So
see in a month, dog.
We'll see what happens there. But yeah, that was a good game. 34-30, solid game. Raiders, Las Vegas Raiders.
You said that prideful.
Because this come on, man. This our city.
I know,
right?
We grew up. All so we even, had
even
was
though, even though I'm not a Raiders fan.
You still supporting them.
It's there in my city now.
Now, if it had been a new franchise, I would have.
Oh yeah, I probably would have left the Cowboys. Yeah, and went I would have this new franchise
just because you know this is our city and yeah. We can just rap.
Yeah, but since it's a team coming from somewhere else, no, I'm still DC 4L.
Yeah, fuck y'all.
That ain't gonna change. Then we got the Seahawks and the Falcons. Russell Wilson just out there doing what Russell Wilson do, man. This guy has got to be, he's one of the top 5 quarterbacks in the league. But he's such an underrated cat, which I don't understand how that's possible. Maybe it's because he doesn't get out there and he's not rah-rah talking crazy. You know, you don't hear bad things about
him. He's just leadership and wins.
Exactly.
Yeah,
he get out there and do his job and keep it pushing.
And go home to Sahara. Boy, Sierra. Jesus Christ.
The beautiful Sierra. Russell put up solid numbers, man. He went 31 for 35.
Ooh, wait, that's had, like what, 85, 88, 90?
Nah, bro, that's like 90 almost something. Almost 100%? He only missed 4 passes. That's like 95%.
Who's the running back for them?
I don't know who they running back is now.
They always, it don't even matter.
Honestly, I don't know. Chris Carson. Chris Carson. That's what it was. Chris Carson.
Didn't they have a dude named Rashard Penny?
I don't know where he is now, though. But yeah, Chris Carson is a running back now. But yeah, Russell went 31 for 35, 322 yards, nice. 4 TDs, no picks.
Nice. What
no picks. DK Metcalf, the big boy, 4 receptions, 95 yards, and a touchdown.
I can't stand that bastard.
Ah, man. I love that kid. Matt Ryan, 37 for 54, 450, 2 touchdowns and a pick.
Damn, they didn't run the ball at all, huh?
Not really. Todd Gurley had 14 carries, 56 yards, and a touchdown. Julio went 9 receptions and 157 yards. No touchdowns. Pretty solid game all around, if I must say so myself. Then we go up Buffalo Bills. Now, I don't know about you, but I think the Buffalo Bills might win the AFC East this year. Even though New England is still there and they have Cam Newton now, I just think that Buffalo, they're right there on the doorstep. Remember, I was telling you last year that Buffalo was going to win. Mm-hmm. They were this close.
Yeah. They got to the playoffs. Close. They whooped y'all in the playoffs, didn't they?
No.
Y'all didn't make the playoffs. they whooped y'all on what, Thanksgiving?
It was one of them games.
Yeah.
Josh Allen went off.
Oh, Lord have mercy. He was running, too. Yeah,
yes, man.
Running all over your defense.
He was the leading rusher in this game for their team.
Jeez. Singletary didn't do nothing, huh?
I think Singletary got hurt, so they had some cat named Zach Moss. He came in. He had a pretty solid game, though.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, the score in that one was 27-17 Buffalo. Josh Allen, 33 for 46, 312, two touchdowns. Josh Allen, 14 carries, 57 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, he athletic.
And then they picked up Stephon Diggs in the offseason. He had 8 receptions for 86 yards.
Mm.
Sam Darnold was out there looking pretty pedestrian. They need some help on that offensive line.
Yeah.
They need some serious help.
Yeah, they and what's so crazy? They actually, they drafted offensive line. They just never panned out. That shit sucks.
Only offensive lineman that they've drafted in the past few years that panned out was Nick Mangold and DeBrickashaw first.
That was it.
And that was back in 2000.
And they both gone, right?
2003, 4, 5, somewhere around there. They both retired now.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
Yeah.
They was out there protecting Chad Pennington.
And Mr. Butt Fumble himself. Well, no, because they was gone when Butt Fumble was there.
No, they was.
Nick Mangold was still there.
Yeah, no, I think DeBrickashaw.
I think DeBrickashaw was gone by then.
Damn.
By the time Sanchez came.
All they had was Revis.
Or maybe a couple of years he was there with him.
Anyways, whatever.
So he put up 21 for 35, 215, a touchdown and an interception. He got sacked a lot of times.
How many?
I want to say he got sacked 9 times.
Are you serious?
I could be wrong.
9?
I could be wrong.
How did he make it out the stadium? Did he walk out? Or did he get a cart out?
I could definitely be wrong on that one. And I think I might be wrong on that one. Because,
I hope he didn't get it. Because the league would have called down there and said, hey, what are y'all doing? You know we got these protection laws. We're gonna call the president.
No, he got sacked 3 times.
Okay,
3 times.
That's
somebody this weekend. I don't remember which game it was. Somebody got sacked 9 times.
Jesus.
You know what? I think it might have been that Philadelphia game.
You think Carson Wentz got sacked?
I think so. We'll get there.
Oh, goodness.
But yeah, that was the Buffalo Jets game.
All right, next game.
We got the Chicago Bears and the Lions. Chicago wins 27-23. Chicago picked up
Shut the hell up. I don't even want to talk about this. This dude has a straight hate for Nick Foles. Like, because this dude got a Super Bowl for Philadelphia Eagles.
That's not why I don't like him though.
The dude is solid.
Look. It's not that I don't like Nick Foles.
Lord.
Nick Foles is just fool's gold.
How's he fool's gold, dog?
Is he starting?
No, he's not starting.
Okay. Why is he not starting and they paid him all that money to come over there? Why is Mitch Trubisky starting? Quarterback that they've been trying to get up out of town. Why is he starting? Why is Nick Fool's Gold not starting?
How many Super Bowls are Nick?
Because he's his last name.
How
fool's
many,
gold.
How many... You know, I'm just gonna be saying that shit.
Fool's gold.
How many Super Bowls you got?
What, one?
How many Dak got?
Dak just got in the league, man. Nick Fool's gold been in the league for like 10 years, maybe.
What? He's our franchise tag, right? Who? Dak.
That's a franchise tag.
So that means he played this rookie contract, right?
He's on the 5th year of his rookie contract.
5th year.
Yeah, five years.
Yes. He hasn't won a Super Bowl.
No, not yet. So, not yet. But I can blame that on coaching.
Yeah, clap a lot.
I can blame that on coaching.
Clap a lot. Yeah, y'all coaching.
Because we have been in some situations where we should have, you know, called different plays to, you know, win the game. And, you know, instead of calling the right plays.
Who was the defensive coordinator last year?
Clapping.
Was it Scott Linehan?
No, it was Rob Marinelli. Linehan was the offensive coordinator.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was that before that? Who was the defensive coordinator before
Before that, it was old man. He was with the Rams last year.
You talking about Wade Phillips?
Wade Phillips.
No, he's been gone for years.
Was that Wade? No, last year.
Isn't it the dude from that used to be with Tampa Bay? What's his name?
Last year was Marinelli. Before Marinelli,
it Marinelli was Tampa Bay, right?
Yeah. Before Marinelli, what the hell was it?
Yeah, Wade Phillips been gone for years, though. Wade Phillips has been gone since Jason.
I don't know who the hell it was.
Took over.
I don't know. I don't remember. Whoever it was, they were so sorry. I don't remember. But anyway, Matt Stafford, 24-42, 297 yards, a touchdown, and an interception.
That's cool.
Old man Adrian Peterson still out there doing his thing, man. 14 carries for 93 yards.
Almost got a dub.
Yeah. Danny Amendola, 5 receptions for 81. Mitch Trubisky, 20 carries. 20 for 36, 242, 3 touchdowns, no picks. The man that's supposed to be the trash quarterback that they want out of there so bad. Seemed to me like he put up solid numbers in that game.
Well, you gotta give him a chance.
The running back, Montgomery, 13 carries, 64 yards. And then some receiver, A. Miller, 4 receptions, 76 yards, and a touchdown. So, solid game. Solid game.
Next.
This was a good game. Packers and the Vikings.
Good game.
Final score, yeah. Good high-scoring affair, you know. 43-34 was the final score. Kirk Cousins out there looking like the fool's gold he is. Put up them pedestrian numbers.
I understand that nickname for him.
Put up them pedestrian numbers. 19 for 25. 259. 2 touchdowns and a pick. Dalvin Cook, the man who they just paid, who, whatever. 12 carries, 50 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
He, you know what? What's so crazy about him, when I saw him, the day he got the contract, he was walking out the hospital. Because he's in the ER. Like, literally, he was in the ER getting a treatment. And he got a contract. Like, dude, this dude stay hurt. This dude hasn't played 8 games in a row.
He hopped up off the gurney, was like, yep.
It's time for me to sign that contract. And wait till game 3 of the season. I'm going to blow out something.
Because I always do.
I'm going to make the Vikings great again. I'm going to blow out my ACL. My God. The dude is cold, but he just doesn't stay healthy. That's just what it is. Damn, he got paid. Who's his agent?
I don't know.
Whoever's agent is. You convince these dudes to give you money and you can't stay healthy?
God. He hasn't played a 16-game
season. You haven't ran over 1,500 yards, dog. At all. Like,
and he's only run for over 1,000 yards once.
Once. Oh, my God.
Once. And he got paid.
That GM must be stupid as fuck.
But anyway, Adam Thielen, good game. 6 receptions, 110, 2 touchdowns. Aaron Rodgers, out there doing what Aaron Rodgers does. 32 for 44, 364, 4 touchdowns, no picks.
Hey, love, you think you can get in? Fuck you. You're not coming nowhere near the starting job. You're going to play out your rookie deal and you're going to get signed a free agent somewhere else.
Exactly. That's what he tells you.
But you know
right
what?
Now.
Thing about the Packers, they always have good free agent quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Like, they you know, except for that other dude that went to the Seahawks. What's his job? Stole the money. What's his name?
Talking about that dude that stole the money from everybody.
Yeah, he still was getting Timmy.
Stole the money from the Packers. Stole the money from freaking Seattle.
Stole the money from Oakland.
Like, man, dude, stop paying him. Y'all ain't realized yet that he garbage.
He had that one game.
That's it.
Against
Detroit. It. Literally
like,
one game.
He had like 6 touchdowns. And it was, oh, Lord, have mercy. He's the next second. Come on. Oh, God.
Dumbass people. Anyway. A. Jones rushed for 16 carries, 66 yards, and a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Devontae Adams went the hell off. 14 receptions, 156, 2 touchdowns.
Mm.
Freaking ridiculous. I can't stand Aaron Rodgers.
I love
him.
Remember that catch that Dallas Cowboys Stadium?
You know what? You can go to hell.
Yeah, that shit was beautiful.
Anyway, Patriots and the Dolphins. Dolphins did all this picking up a people in the offseason, revamp their defense.
Didn't they take one of y'all players?
They took a couple of our guys. picked up Byron Jones, gave him the most money that any cornerback had ever had
at that time.
Until everybody else started signing.
Yeah, at that time. Let's switch this up real quick.
So, Patriots won 21-11. Cam Newton went 15 for 19, 155 yards, no touchdown, no picks.
He ran one in, didn't he?
15 carries, 75 yards, two touchdowns. Julian Edelman, 5 receptions, 57 yards. Ryan Fitzmagic.
That dude, I don't even know.
Jeez.
Because he went to Harvard, right?
He went to Stanford.
No. He went to Harvard.
Was it Harvard? It was Harvard.
It was Harvard, yeah.
It was Harvard.
Jesus.
Yeah, he might be book smart, but he can't read a defense to save his life.
That boy throw interceptions.
He went 20 for 30, 191 yards, and 3 interceptions.
How is he still in the league? He got a contract extension with the Buffalo Bills, Doc.
He is still in the league because he is Harvard educated. He has that pale skin. And, that's the only... That's all I can think of.
Yeah, because it's crazy, dog. He should not be in the league, dog.
I will give him his props. Every now and then, he'll go on a nice 3-game win streak where he's putting up awesome numbers. That's what's keeping him in the league.
Shit.
We're not even going to talk about the rest of the team because it ain't even worth it. It ain't even worth it. It's freaking pedestrian. Not worth it at all. So the next game on the docket would be the screen just went off. It'll be the football team, the Washington football team versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Not the Eagles, the Eagles. You wonder why I call them fools the Eagles? Because they laid a freaking egg. They had a 17-point lead. Lost it. End up losing 27-17. You mean to tell me you couldn't score anything past the first half? You went zeros in the second half.
Okay, it happens.
Let's see, who's their quarterback? Oh, yeah, Carson Wentz. He's garbage. I'm sorry. He might have a Super Bowl, but he didn't win a Super Bowl. Nick Foles gonna win a Super Bowl.
He's better than Dak.
He's not better than Dak. If you compare the numbers, he's not better than Dak.
He has a contract, right?
That's because they paid him before then because they was like, oh, he's going to be the next so-and-so. Yeah, he's
Mr.
definitely.
North Dakota State.
He's definitely.
I take Carson Wentz over Dak.
I wouldn't. Anyway. Dwayne Haskins went 17 for 31, 178 yards and a touchdown. Antonio Gibson, new running back for the football team. With 9 carries for 36 yards.
Why is he the new running back? What happened?
Because they got rid of AP. They got rid of AP and then...
Talking about
Darius Geis?
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, he's on IR.
He just reserved for life, huh? Because he putting his girlfriends and baby mamas on IR.
He's on IR. Permanent Jeez. IR. Terry McLaurin, Scary Terry, went for 5 yards. 5 receptions, 61 yards. Now let's talk about this pedestrian, Carson Wentz. 24 for 42, 270 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 picks.
That's barely over 50%, okay? Jeez. That's still good.
Jesus, man. Bart Scott, not Bart Scott.
Oh, boy. Good Lord have mercy. Bart Scott been playing like 8 years.
Oh, goodness. The running back, Scott, 9 carries, 35 yards. They running backs was extra pedestrian in this game. Jesus. Dallas Goedert. The tight end, not even a receiver, the tight end, 8 receptions, 101 yards, and a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Now, let me see if this was the game where it was 8 sacks. Let me see. I want to honestly say this was that game.
Talking about Carson Wentz?
Yeah. Yep. He got sacked 8 times. Lord, this is the game I was thinking about.
That's why he can't be great. That type of shit. If that's happening, how can you be good?
He got sacked 8 times. Rookie
Chase Young
got 1.5 sacks. 4 what did he get? 4 total tackles, 2 solo, 1.5 sacks. So yeah, that's the game I was thinking about. Jesus. That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Then you got the Colts and the Jaguars. Colts new quarterback Philip Rivers. Well, Philip put up numbers, But you know, Philip doing what Philip does. Throwing more picks than touchdowns.
Interception.
He went 36 for 46, 363 yards, a touchdown, and two picks. I know I'm going to screw his name up, so I'm going to just say Ann Himes. I want to say it's Nehemiah Himes. He went for 7 carries, 28 yards, and a touchdown. Marlon Mack, their starting running back, went out with an injury. He's now on IR.
Yeah. On that knee.
Paris Campbell, 6 receptions, 71 yards. He's continuing to progress. Gardner Minshew, Mr. Porn Stash himself. He had himself a day. 19 for 20, 173 yards, 3 touchdowns.
19 for 20?
19 for 20.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Jay Robinson, 16 carries, 62 yards. K. Cole Sr., 5 receptions, 47 yards and a touchdown. So not great, but okay. Jaguars end up winning 27-20. Then we have the Baltimore Ravens and the Cleveland Shits, or excuse me, Cleveland Browns.
Oh, Lord.
Sorry, Odell. I had to do it. Baker Mayfield, 21 for 39, 189 yards, touchdown and a pick. Kareem Hunt, 13 carries, 72 yards. Jarvis Landry, 5 receptions, 61 yards. Lamar Jackson just continuing to do what he does. Yep. Out there looking like a magician.
Yeah.
20 for 25, 275, 3 touchdowns. Lamar Jackson was the leading rusher as well. 7 carries, 45 yards. I don't know what's going on with Mark Ingram.
You don't say that because he's in a fantasy team.
No. Well, that, but also, I don't know what's going on with Mark Ingram because you're not even the leading rusher on your team.
No,
okay.
That's the quarterback.
Hollywood Marquise Brown went for 5 receptions, 101 yards. So who did he throw the 3 touchdowns to? I'm curious.
The tight ends.
Okay. Makes sense.
One dude caught a one-hander. You see that?
Mark Andrews.
Yeah.
Pro Bowl. So they end up winning 38-6.
38-6. Is that 2 field goals or is that a touchdown from Shank?
I think that's 2 field goals. Because I don't even think they made it that close.
Come on, Odell. Come on, the 49ers. We need you. No, we really need you.
Because y'all don't have any receivers left. Everybody in the hospital.
Yeah, hospital. Gurneys and shit in the hallway. Like when the pandemic first started.
The next game, the Bengals and the Chargers. 16-13 was the final score in that game. Chargers won.
Joe Burrow.
Tyrod Taylor. God dang, man. That's terrible. 16 for 30, 208 yards. No touchdowns, no picks. So that's good. He really doesn't throw much picks anyway.
No.
You know, he takes care of the ball pretty well.
Yeah, he don't throw touchdowns either.
Yeah.
So he's a game manager.
Austin Eckler, 19 carries for 84 yards. He's doing, that's pretty good. You know, Melvin Gordon couldn't even get that last year. Hunter Henry, 5 receptions, 78 yards. Joe Burrow came out slinging the thing, but, you know, he didn't throw any touchdowns. 23 for 36, 193 and a pick.
That pick ended again, man.
I think so. Mixon, 19 carries, 69 yards. A.J. Green, 5 receptions, 51 yards. Very pedestrian. Not used to seeing that from A.J., but he's been pedestrian the past couple seasons.
Yeah, we don't have nobody throwing to him.
Yeah, no quarterbacks. Yeah. I feel sorry for the guy. He's wasting his talent in Cincinnati. Then we have the game of the two old ass men. Two oldest quarterbacks in the league.
Oh, I already know. Buccaneers.
Tom Brady and Drew Brees. Bucks versus Saints. I was very happy to see Tom Brady looking all confused out there.
Yeah.
He looked awfully confused.
Yeah, new offense. You got the defense to save your ass no more.
The final score in that one was 34-23. Tom Brady went 23 for 36, 239, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. Ronald Jones II, 17 carries, 66 yards. Chris Godwin, 6 receptions, 79 yards. Drew Brees, 18 for 30. That's terrible. 160 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. 18
for
30 is terrible? 18 for 30. That's terrible. 18 for 30. That's like 40 something percent. 18 for 30, dog.
He completed 18.
For 30.
Out of 30 passes.
Out of 30 passes.
That's about 70%.
That's like 70%.
65. Shut up.
Okay, nah, maybe more like 52%.
52, that's close to half.
Well, that he went a little bit over half. Because we're 18 for 30.
I'll say 60%.
Because you take away that three, and that's 50%.
I'll say about 60%.
No, that's like 52, 53. He ain't throwing 60%. No, that's terrible.
Didn't they just give him a contract extension?
I think they did. I think they gave him like 2 more years. But anyway, Jared Cook, 5 receptions, 80 yards. Not much to say about this game. Did I say Latavius Murray, 15 carries, 48 yards. But like I said, not much to say. You know, the defense was terrible on both sides.
Leonard Fournette, what did he do?
Offense was terrible on both sides. He didn't even play much. Because, you know, they just got him this week.
Right.
So he didn't play much. So we'll see how they do next week. Against whoever the hell they play.
They'll be falling around November.
Then we're going to skip over the next game because we're going to actually dive into that one a little bit, which is the 49ers and Cardinals. So we're going to skip over that one. We're going to go to the Monday night tilts. First one, Steelers versus the New York Jets. I tell you what, boy. Daniel Jones is making me look like a freaking Nostradamus. He's terrible, just like I said he would be. He went 26-41, 279, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. Daniel Jones was also the leading rusher. 4 carries for 22 yards. And they got Saquon Barkley.
What did Barkley have?
He was in the game. He couldn't run the ball. Steelers was stifling him. He couldn't run the ball.
You got to play the Giants play against some bullshit team.
Darius Slayton, 6 receptions, 102 yards, 2 touchdowns. Ben Roethlisberger, doing what Big Ben does. That's a healthy Big Ben now. That's Jesus. That's a healthy Big Ben. 21 for 32, 229 and 3 touchdowns, no picks. Benny Snell Jr., 19 carries, 113 yards. Juju Smith-Schuster, 6 receptions, 69 yards, 2 touchdowns. Yeah, Daniel Jones is definitely making me look like Nostradamus right now. But I will say this. They do have a poor offensive line. You know, their offensive line is garbage. So, but we'll see. Because they did come out playing against one of the best defenses in the league. So, you know, we'll see how
it
goes.
They're going to be better than what you think.
We'll see how it goes. It's really going to depend on their schedule. Their schedule is going to have to be extra soft in order for them to get anywhere. Because they're just not a good team right now.
But the Cowboys twice, right?
Yeah. That's 2 L's. Then we got the evening tilt. Titans versus the Broncos. Ryan Tannehill. They gave him a contract this offseason too, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Okay. Not bad. He went 29 for 43, 249, 2 touchdowns. Derrick Henry, doing what King Henry does. 31, 116. Corey Davis, 7 receptions, 101 yards. Drew Lock, 22 for 33, 216 and a touchdown, no picks. Melvin Gordon, 15 carries, 78 yards and a touchdown.
Okay.
Noah Fant, 5 receptions, 81 yards and a touchdown. I like that kid. I like him. Tight end from Iowa. Iowa don't produce nothing but tight ends.
Yeah, I know.
It seems like every tight end that come in the league from Iowa is always good.
Yeah. Offensive lineman too.
Yeah. That's all that corn. That's all that corn they feed the boys up there. But yeah, so those are the games of week one. Now, we skipped a couple of games. Because we're going to dive into those games. Because there are teams. So, first game we're going to talk about. 49ers versus the Cardinals. 49ers lose 21-24. Jimmy Garoppolo, terrible. 19 for 33, 259, two touchdowns.
19 for 33.
But he didn't throw any picks.
Yeah.
Which is good for him, because he's good for at least two a game.
Oh, whatever, dog. Come on. Stop it.
Raheem Mostert, the man who they better have paid, he was going to be out the door.
I got it, man.
15 carries, 56 yards. Where he shined at was receiving.
Well, he had
four receptions, 95 yards, and a touchdown.
One play that was like 70
yards. Hey, he was gone.
Yeah, he was gone.
He caught that ball. He literally outran the whole damn defense. Literally.
Too bad he can't play receiver.
Yeah. Well, he could. Y'all got Tevin Campbell still, don't y'all? Y'all can use him back there. Put Mostert out there in the slot. Let him run around. Throw a couple screens to him.
They never did that.
He'll be all right.
You need fucking receivers.
Kyler Murray. 26 for 40. Touchdown and interception. Kyler Murray was also the leading rusher.
Uh-huh.
13 carries. 91 yards and a touchdown.
I think it's killing him.
But where everything came off the rails for y'all. Y'all need some help on defense. Y'all need some corners. Newly acquired receiver, DeAndre Hopkins. He came in and just went off. 14 receptions, 151 yards.
You don't have the audacity to say, Richard Sherman, fall on him around.
Why? Because they got braids? Is that the only reason? Please tell me that's the only reason y'all put Richard Sherman on that man. Richard Sherman is no longer a viable cornerback. He needs to move to safety.
That needs to happen soon.
He's not a corner anymore.
Well, on our team, he is a corner because the rest of the niggas are straight trash.
But ain't he hurting now, too?
Richard Sherman, yeah. 3 weeks.
He's on that short-term IR.
Yeah, Mr. Witherspoon, get burnt in the playoffs. He has a concussion. Oh, my team.
San Francisco General Hospital 49ers. Jesus, boy. That's a terrible name.
Or San Francisco Grey's Anatomy. Any show that's based in the damn hospital, ER, what's that motherfucker on Fox? House. Anybody that's based in the hospital, Doogie Howser. That's what my team is right now. We don't have nothing, dog.
Nothing. You guys need some serious help. Some serious help. But you know what? I really can't talk because
exactly. Your team, my team, 0-1 too.
My team looked pretty bad. Well, you know what? No. They didn't look bad on offense, but they looked terrible on defense. Are we done with your game? Okay.
Yeah,
so
done.
You done? Okay. So the Cowboys end up losing to the Rams, 17-20. Dak, 25-39, 266 and a touchdown. Not bad.
At least y'all lost to a team that made the playoffs.
Yeah. Zeke, 22 for 96 and a touchdown. Amari, 10 receptions, 81 yards, no touchdowns. Jared Goff, 20 for 31, 275, and a pick. Yeah, we'll get to that. And a pick. Malcolm Brown, 18 carries, 79 yards, two touchdowns. He was carving us up. Mm-hmm. Robert Woods, 6 receptions, 105 yards. So I'm gonna just dive into this right now. Like I said, offense, not bad. You know, we need to take more shots down the field. Dak was under pressure all night long. You know, he only got sacked twice, but he was under pressure all night long. Because the right side of our offensive line is missing. We're missing our right tackle. You know, Lyle Collins is out right now because he got in a car accident.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
So they had some rookie in there by the last name of Steele. I don't even know his name. He was looking like a freaking bar stool, a bar door.
His name is Victim.
Yeah, right. Victim Steele. He was looking like one of them, you know how the old saloons had the swinging doors?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he was looking like, a freaking swinging door. And what made it worse, so because whatchamacallit, couldn't really get much pressure up the middle besides for the one play where he, Aaron Donald. Besides for that one play where he pushed Williams into the backfield and he lifted up a off balance Zeke and threw him on the ground.
Stop saying off balance. He was trying to block that man.
Zeke was off balance. If you look at the replay, Zeke was off balance. Zeke was running up, and then all of a sudden, he had a big offensive lineman and a defensive lineman coming towards him, so he started backing up. Then next thing you know, he was on the ground.
Patrick, he could have had all cleats in the ring.
That wouldn't happen.
You really?
No.
You said that?
No, he wouldn't. That wouldn't happen. Aaron Donald would not have lifted him up the way he did. It wouldn't have happened. Zeke ain't no punk.
Aaron Donald wouldn't have lifted Zeke. I didn't see Aaron Donald do
tackles
like that.
He would not have done that.
The strongest man
in the world. I'm going to tell you now. He would not have done that. Okay. If Zeke had his footing and had his balance, that wouldn't have happened.
So what would happen? He would knock Aaron Donald to the ground?
He wouldn't have knocked Aaron Donald to the ground, but he wouldn't have been on his back looking like a victim. he looked like a victim. That wouldn't have happened if he had his balance. But anyway, they decide, and I hate the Rams defensive coordinator for this, whoever you are, you need to get shot. They decide to move Aaron Donald to the outside.
As he should.
Not over there on the side where you know, a good player is, you know.
Take advantage of the weakness. That's what you're supposed to do.
They didn't put him over there on the side with Tyron Smith because they knew that if he got his hands on him, he wasn't going nowhere. They decide to put him over there where Victim Steele was playing. Oh, my God. When I tell you, he pushed this man turned around, tried to block him with his back. He tried to block him with his side. He tried to block him when he was on the grip. Look, just give up, dude. Just give up. It's over. You're playing against a however many time Pro Bowler, you know, a two-time defensive player of the year. Like, it's over, dog. I'm sorry.
Praise Jesus.
Just stop. Jesus
playing in the league right now.
Just stop. It was pissing me off. Because you're putting my quarterback under duress. My quarterback needs time. Like any quarterback in the league, he needs some time.
You're lucky your quarterback didn't get hit a lot. Seriously.
It's only because he can move in the pocket. If he couldn't move, if he was, put it this way, you put Tom Brady in that situation, he probably would have had like...
No, Tom Brady don't get it. They would be like, hold on, what's going on here? First quarter? Check down city, nigga.
But I'm saying, like, okay,
I don't think a
quarterback that doesn't get rid of the ball fast, put them back there in that situation.
Yeah, we're talking about Baker.
Yeah, they're gonna be victimized all day long.
Yeah, the legends don't.
But because Dak can move in the pocket, you know, that's the only thing that saved him from getting sacked more than twice.
Yeah, you can't name Brady. Hold on, what? He spiked towards me.
One second. See, but that's how they were beating us all day. We're gonna go to our defense now. Mm-hmm. Our defense, look, man. Mike Nolan, I'm sorry. He needs to be fired. They shouldn't even let him back on the team playing. That's y'all old head coach.
Yeah.
It's a reason he's not a head coach anymore. He's stupid as hell. Stupid as hell. I figured out the Rams offense by the end of the first quarter. And I'm not a professional coach, but it don't take a rocket scientist to see that all they were doing was bunching up on one side of the formation, sending Robert Woods in motion.
Right.
And they were either going, 9 times out of 10, they were going to go, he was Jared Goff was going to roll out to the weak side. Throwbacks to the strong side. Or they were going to line up in the same formation. Robert Woods was going to motion from the strong side over to the weak side, and they was going to run the ball right up the middle. That is literally the only two plays they ran the whole game. They ran two plays the whole game, dog. They ran two plays the whole game.
And you said Mike Nolan didn't catch on to it?
Mike Nolan didn't catch on to the stuff. They ran two plays the whole game. Every now and then they'll sprinkle in a little bit of Robert Woods running the ball.
I think you just hate him.
No.
You just hate
him. No. Mike Nolan needs to be fired. Fired. What defense are we running? Like, I don't even think they knew what defense they was running.
It's called open gates.
I'm sitting here looking, I'm like, okay, it looks like they're running a 3-4.
Aren't y'all running 3-4?
We supposed to be running some kind of hybrid version of the 3-4. Though they not running nothing.
Donald Trump.
That's what they running.
Oh man.
That's exactly what they running.
Well, I tell you one thing. Mike Nolan was with my team for 2 years until Michael Singletary took over. Then he was hired. He was fired. And then we had a... No? I can't think of a good name.
Y'all had a Jim Tom Super.
Yeah, there you go.
Who? Now that we talk about Jim Tom Super, guess who our defensive line coach is? Jim Tom Super.
Yeah, he's Mike Nolan, boy.
I'm just like, we got 49er rejects just sprinkled all in our doggone coaching staff. And look where we are now. Defense looking like a bunch of BS.
It's 1 week.
But that 1 week tells you a lot.
You give up on the season?
I won't. They might
we
as well.
We are here first.
Well, look, this is why I want to mail it in. You got the often injured Sean Lee back on the IR again. Because he just had surgery on a hernia that he had. Why didn't you do that in the offseason? I don't know. Why do you wait till just today? I don't know. Or excuse me, should I say yesterday now? Why do you wait till yesterday to get your hernia off operated on? Why?
Maybe it just happened.
Yeah, sure. Then Leighton Vander Esch, often injured.
That's the guy with the whole neck thing, right? Oh, God. He got like the neck brace on.
Yeah, he hurt his neck last season. Then Sunday, he broke his collarbone.
Oh!
I'm telling you, he's going to continue to get injuries from the freaking shoulders up. Seriously, he's going to continuously have injuries from the shoulders up. That was a big concern to him coming out of college, was his neck, because he injured his neck a bunch of times in college, hence the reason he wears that neck roll.
I've never heard a linebacker breaking the collarbone either.
Me either. That's the first time I ever heard about that.
Because you're kind of built for that position. Mm-hmm. It's usually knees or
and
wrists.
Have you seen the size of his neck?
No.
He has a very large neck. So it's obviously that his neck is very muscular. He's real muscular up in that area. So why is he so fragile up there?
Some people just built different, bro.
I don't get it.
Well, that's all you can say. You built different.
So his team, your team, San Francisco General Hospitals, we might as well be the Dallas ERs.
Yeah.
Because a lot of our guys are hurt.
That sounds good.
The Dallas ERs.
The Dallas House.
Oh my God. We lost our tight end, Blake Jarwin. He tore his ACL. He's done for the Maplewood.
Oh yeah, done for a year. He won't be back until this time next year.
Yeah. And you know who our backup You know who our backup tight end is? Dalton Schultz. You know who Dalton Schultz is?
The guy.
Sorry
from
ass tight end. Yes. Sorry ass tight end. Then who's backing up him? Blake Bell. He's a blocking tight end.
Fullback from Oklahoma.
Ex-quarterback. Converted to fullback. Exactly. Converted to tight end.
He was a running back.
Converted to tight end.
There's Tim Tebow out there. Complete shit.
He can't do nothing. Then we got some 22-year-old kid that looks like a 40-year-old man. I don't even know his name.
You just hating on your team, Dan.
Dude, it's terrible right now, dog. It is terrible. And they expect us to clean our defense up this week against freaking Atlanta.
Well,
who just picked up Ty Gurley, who still has Julio Jones.
Julio Jones is a problem.
Who still has Calvin Ridley.
He's still there?
Yeah, he's still there. I'm like, okay. Y'all, it's okay. All right. So we gotta focus on shutting down one guy, Julio. We focus on shutting down Julio, Ty Gurley gonna run over us all day long.
I don't have that much faith in Ty Gurley, but go ahead.
I don't have that much faith in our defense either. The way we got Duck, come on, dog. Malcolm Brown, he's a 6-year journeyman. And we made him look like he headed to the Pro Bowl in that game. He was literally carving us up.
It happened.
And it was up to me. Dude, I was getting so mad watching that game. Every time I saw Robert Woods go from the strong side to the weak side, he going up the middle. What happened? He went up the middle. I'm literally yelling at the TV. Christy, like, you know they can't hear you, right? Like, I wish they could hear me, because I'm sitting here giving them, I'm telling them what's happening.
Bro, you do this every year. Stop this shit.
I can't.
You're not a coach. You're not a coach. You're not there for a reason. You know, as a spectator, not.
But stop. As a spectator, I'm sitting here calling what's coming.
Oh, God.
You even witnessed me call, just call a game one day. You saw it. I'm sitting there doing it in front of you. You just start laughing. I'm like, you see this shit? I'm calling the play. Calling the play. And it happened.
Let them be the Cowboys, okay?
I can't do it, man. I can't do it. Coach. Jerry, I need a contract now. Let me be your defensive coordinator.
The way Jerry going, he probably don't have no Negroes on team in 5 years. He want to say make America great.
Let me be your defensive coordinator, please. Excuse me, please. I guarantee you, we won't be getting sliced through like Swiss cheese. I promise you that. I promise you.
Bro, you're not that special. Leave your team.
Whatever. I'm done with this. This is stupid. I'm done with this. I can't take it no more.
Go Niners.
Go General Hospitals.
Y'all gonna be that
too? You want to get some predictions for week 2?
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah, we got like
shoot 'em out.
A few more minutes. So, let's see. First game, Thursday. You got the Boo Boos versus the Bengals.
Nigga, come on now. Be respectful. He meant the Browns.
You got the Cleveland Browns versus the Bengals. Who you got?
Man, that's like a trash bowl. I have to pick the Browns.
Hey, what is that? What is that that we said today? Something about a trash can. We was talking about something. And we said somebody looked like a trash can. What the hell are we talking about?
I don't know why you did that on the podcast, because we would be here for 35 minutes or maybe 2 days. Who knows?
I don't know. Anyway, so who you got?
Oh, man. The Boo-Boos.
And he tell me be respectful. I got the Bengals in this one. I just think that Joe Burrow is a better quarterback than
Baker Mayfield.
I don't even forgot his name. I just think Joe Burrow is a better quarterback. So I got the Bengals. He got the Browns. Cowboys versus the Falcons. I already know who you got.
Honestly, no, the Cowboys.
What? You picked my team?
Yeah, I think they're better team.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I go with my team as well, of course, because it's my team. Giants versus the Bears. Who you got?
The Bears.
Okay, yeah, I'm with you on that one. Packers versus the Lions. Who you got?
Packers.
Yes, of course. Can't disagree with that one. Tennessee versus Jacksonville.
Tennessee.
I'm going to go Jacksonville with this one.
Oh.
I'm going to go Jacksonville. Colts versus the Vikings. Two trash teams.
Oh, they got talent, but I don't have to say the Colts.
I'm with you on that one. I'm going to go Colts on that one, too. Buffalo versus Miami.
Buffalo. Easy.
Buffalo. San Francisco versus the Jets. If y'all don't win this game. Jesus.
They probably have to climb for San Francisco and stop at the Cleveland Mail Clinic.
Can anybody play?
Can somebody help us out? Oh, man. Therapy.
Eagles versus the Rams.
Rams.
I got the Rams in that one, too. If Washington can sack Carson Wentz 8 times, I'm pretty sure the Rams can sack him about 12 times.
Dan Snyder going to have guns to the offensive line and families. Somebody has to hit the quarterback killing the kid.
Steelers versus the Broncos. Who you got?
Steelers.
I'm with you on that one. Buccaneers versus the Panthers. Who you got?
The Bucks.
I'm going to go Panthers on that one. I'm going to go Panthers. The football team versus the Cardinals.
Oh, man, this shit sounds so stupid. The football team. Oh, shit. Fuck y'all. We're the Redskins, motherfucker.
Washington football team.
That shit sounds so stupid, Doc. Saying that shit out loud. The Washington football team. Who is that? The Washington football team. Who is that? The Washington. Motherfucker, if you don't say the goddamn team name, I'm going to kill you. Oh, my God.
I got the Cardinals in that one.
I tell you, we're fucked.
I don't think Dwayne Haskins is ready. I got the Cardinals in that one.
Yeah, Cardinals, dog. Yeah,
Oh, God. Chiefs versus the Chargers. Chiefs.
Chiefs versus Chargers.
Chiefs.
Chargers.
I got Chiefs.
Chargers.
I got the Chiefs in this one.
Bastards.
Ravens versus the Texans. This should be a good game.
That's a good one.
This should be a good game.
I'm taking the Ravens.
Where's this game at? It's in Houston.
I'm taking the Ravens.
I'm taking the Ravens, too. I'm taking the Ravens,
too. Oh, that boy's moving out there joking. And you already know Deshaun's top receiver going to get hurt. I hope he's hurt already.
Is he? Is Will full of hurt?
He won't be hurt. Don't worry about it.
Jeez.
Don't worry about it. So,
Patriots versus the Seahawks.
Damn, that's a good game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I got the Seahawks, though. Patriots defense is trash.
And it's good that everybody took off. Patriots, took off from COVID.
Patriots defense is trash.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Seahawks. Y'all took off from COVID. I know. Bill Belichick walked in. He's like, what? God, seven?
Another one? You know what?
Terminate their contracts. They can never come back.
Like, you know what? I'm going to take off the season, too. I'm
Jesus.
Sitting out.
Seven starters.
Then the Monday night football game, which is going to be out here in Vegas, opening up the stadium with no fans. Raiders versus the Saints. Who you got?
Drew Brees.
You know what? I'm going to go Raiders. I'm going to go Raiders for the simple fact that I think they're going to be juiced up to open up that stadium. They're going to be juiced up to open up the stadium.
That stadium ain't no stadium. No fans, right?
It's still a stadium. It's still a stadium. All I got to say is, New Orleans Saints, welcome to the Death Star.
That's what they call me?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Welcome to the Death Star.
I could have given it a better name. Welcome to the dick. There you go. Tell her. Welcome to the dick. Sound masculine.
Shut up.
Are you cucks? Get y'all fixed?
We'll be back. NCAA football is coming back now. Well, at least it's been back. But another one of the Power 5 conferences has decided to join back up and open up shop. What, next month, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
October.
Yeah. If you haven't heard, which you probably should have,
you know,
if you're a sports
Trump
fan.
Took credit for that.
We'll get to that in a minute. So, the Big Ten has decided to come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's excited. Big Ten is excited. All the students, all the parents. They fought hard for this.
Yeah, they
you
did.
You know, Justin Fields petitioned, got all the signatures he needed for that petition.
Yeah, some lawsuits too.
You know, and
people was tripping.
They're coming back. They will start football in October.
Yeah, man.
Now,
October.
The question that lingers in my mind is what changed between now and last month? Let's see. What could that be? Could it be
enrollment is down?
Uh huh.
They don't have that many students on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And bills still need to be paid. So
let's see.
What will happen?
I wonder if $750 million is what changed their mind.
How much?
$750 million.
Ooh, that's almost a billion, ain't it?
Yeah.
Ah.
That's how much the Big Ten is slated to make this year from TV revenue.
Oh, TV revenue. And it's going to be higher because it's going to be more eyeballs watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh my goodness.
So, in essence, what they're saying is,
fuck y'all.
Your life is worth nothing.
Yeah.
We need our $750 million.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
And the kids, God bless them.
Goddamn guinea pigs.
They are with it. I guess they trust that they're going to be getting tested like they need to be getting tested. And I guess they trust the results that are going to be coming out. I don't trust it. Because I don't understand how y'all can go from having, oh, well, you know, we won't be able to have enough tests to test everybody like we should.
Right.
To now, all of a sudden, you're going to have enough.
Yeah.
But I know, I was listening to ESPN before I came here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I know why they're going to be able to do it now. How? Because your president told these swing states, which is where most of the Big Ten is, in swing states, told them that they can have the excess that we have, that the country has. They can have that excess in a coronavirus test. He said if they needed it, they could have it. Because, you know, he needs those swing states to vote for him.
Yeah, that's politics.
So you can't tell me that politics is not playing a big part in all this crap. At least when it comes to him.
Yeah, because he's about the money, the dollar. And he wants the corporations to win. Fuck the little people.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
So him pushing for it, giving them the test, enables them to open up and do what they got to do to get that money. Yeah, that's politics, Dad. On both sides, that's just what it is.
And like you alluded to earlier, I was going to ask you, I wonder how long it's going to take him to take credit for this. And sure enough, you told me that he already taken credit for it.
Yeah, he took credit for it. He even tweeted it. And the Big Ten, come on, said it was like he had nothing to do with what was going on. But, you know.
But leave it to him, you know, in his crazy mind. He's such a narcissist. He takes credit for everything that doesn't involve him. Just because he said, you guys need to open up. People, let these kids play.
People are not going to like what I'm about to say. Trump, if everybody can walk around like that, man, there'll be no problems in America. Because straight up, like, the dude thinks he's perfect.
Yeah,
he does. He believes he's perfect. Everything he says right. The motherfucker said, science don't know. He said that, and he meant it, dog. I wish I could be like that every day, that confident, dog. Just to walk around like, you know what? Just walk into the ER like, you know what? I can fucking have surgery on him. Give me the knife. I can do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just have that much confidence.
I know how to remove that heart without killing him. Give me that scalpel. Yeah. I can do that.
And you actually do the shit, and like, yeah, I did it. The dude died. I did a great job.
It's your fault that he died. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. I did what I was supposed to do because I'm the genius around here. Hey. I know how to do surgery. You don't.
That's a hell of a way to live, bro. This dude been living like that for 70-some years. Lord have mercy.
Good God Almighty. But yeah, so he also tonight came on. They had a clip of him on ESPN Radio. Mm-hmm. Talking about the Pac-12 needs to follow. Open up. Open up. Let these kids play. Open up. The Pac-12 commissioners are like, no. We, over here, on this side of the world,
yeah,
we believe in science. We believe in listening to the people that actually do this for a living. And so we're going to hold practice. Off.
Yeah.
We're going to wait. You know, we're going to see how everything goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we'll make our decision again. You know, if you notice, you don't hear the Pac-12 crying about, hey, look, we need this football. We need our sports back. You
because the Rona is running through their streets like a parade.
You don't hear it over here on the West Coast. You don't hear that.
It's smarter people, open-mindedness over
yes,
here.
Yes.
And Rona is really running through the streets, dog.
It's running rapid.
Yeah, they run through the streets.
I was reading somewhere today. Coach O from LSU, he said, the whole damn team,
right?
The whole team had the virus at some point this offseason. But y'all playing games, dog. Are you kidding me?
Oh, man. They want somebody to collapse and die out there.
And that, you know what's so crazy? These kids are being tested, and what's the disease? I don't want to get it wrong. It's something that has to do with the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Myocardial. Something that these kids are being tested, and a lot of them are coming up with this disease.
Okay.
Something that has to do with the heart. Which pretty much says... Which pretty much is telling them, you can go out there on the field and drop dead any minute.
Yeah, for real. Like, oh my God, dog. Football is not too damn important, bro.
You can go out there on the field and drop dead any minute.
Right.
Because something is wrong with your heart because you caught corona. So now Jesus Christ.
I fuck these dudes,
but football is so important, though. Yeah. I mean, I love football. You love football. Everybody loves football. but it's not life. Well, take that back. It is life for some people.
Right.
For some people, that's their getaway.
Right.
No, that's all they have. So I could see in their case where they're just like, hey, I need this. Right. You know, if I don't have this, I might die.
Right.
My life might go a whole different direction. Mm. I understand. You know, I don't have your life. I understand why you feel that way. But it's like, for the select few, you're willing to put the majority in danger.
Yep.
Because y'all want y'all $750 million. Now, I wonder how much the SEC is making this year off their TV contract. Because if the Big Ten is making $750 million, the SEC got to be pulling in $1 billion at least.
Commissioner probably has zoomed in with a gun. Y'all see this? Anybody opposed? He's going to get one of these.
Holding his AR-15 to their heads.
Mm-hmm.
Good grief.
Y'all better protest nothing. You just shut the hell up and play ball.
Good grief.
Because the SEC, they make the, what, I think maybe the most? I know Big 12 is real big.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. But they, this number that I'm looking at right here can't be right.
What's
that? This is $721 million. It can't be less than the Big 12. It's got to be a whole number.
It might, because you know, Big 12 is the colleges are older, so more prestige, white supremacy. You know, man, look at them damn names, Rebel.
Good grief.
Ole Miss.
Well, this right here says, according to 24/7 Sports, the SEC, let me see, the company, ESPN and ABC is expected to land the TV broadcast rights for the top SEC game of the week. Oh, wait, that's just for the game of the week right here, which is going to be $330 million.
Shit.
For one game.
Advertising.
For the game of the week, $330 million.
Yeah, because you're sitting there, you see Dr. Pepper, you see... You know what I'm saying? Pepsi, you see McDonald's commercials, you see the King from Burger King. Like,
so how many schools are in the SEC? Do this math real quick.
Huh?
How many schools are in the SEC?
Ole Miss, Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
Texas A&M, LSU, Alabama. Vanderbilt?
They got about 12 or 14 teams, right? Maybe 14 teams. Seven in each,
right.
In each breakdown right. of their conference, right?
Right.
Okay. So do 14 times
23. 14 times 23?
Yeah. You're right there.
Yeah. Nope. $322 million.
Okay. So $322 million is what they're getting, because they're getting $23 million per school.
Shit. This is the stuff that's over our head, Dark. Yeah. And you see why the bags get dropped off? Because you know that flows down.
No, that right there is per school.
But I know, but I'm just saying it flows down.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's where, you know, the bags get dropped off. Your mama needs a job. Mm-hmm. Your daddy need a transmission. We got you. Just take it over to the shop. We got you.
Just come on over here. Come to Alabama.
Yeah, for real.
Come to LSU.
We fixed your daddy truck.
You better come on here. We dropped that bag off. I mean,
no pamphlet. It was a pamphlet. Oh, goodness gracious.
We know you enjoyed your visit down here, right? You know, you went to the church, you know?
Oh, Lord.
You few of our women. You liked it over here, right?
Yeah, a few of our women.
You liked it, right?
This dude. Few of our women. That sounds horrible.
Hey, you know them freaking, you know them recruiting trips be off the chain.
Yeah,
I've heard. You know they do.
I've heard. That's what Louisville got. Lost a whole bunch of scholarships. Couldn't participate in a lot of things.
Strippers. We got strippers coming to the dorms, showing off for these recruits. Like, come on, man. What are you doing?
Rupertino had to get up out of there. And now he back. Yes.
But anyway, yeah, so the Big Ten is coming back. And coronavirus is still running rampant. But hey, it don't exist. When you're out there on the field, it don't exist. You know, you see everybody else wearing masks but the players. You know, they even though they out there, the ones trickling sweat droplets on each other and breathing each other's air and in close proximity, touching each other for 60 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, but it's okay, though. It's okay. NFL, it is fine with the NFL because, you know, they have the money to test like they should be getting tested. College football, some conferences had the money, but not all. You know, all the conferences ain't rolling in dough like the SEC and the Big 12 or Big 10. You know, most conferences don't have that kind of money. Ain't no conference rich in the SEC. They the richest conference in college football.
Yeah, for real.
So they can afford to test, you know, twice a day, three times a day, however many times they need to. They can afford that. But it's gonna be real interesting when that first case pop off.
Shut some shit down.
And it's like more than one player on the team that got it. Then you're going to have to do trace testing. You're going to have to, who did they play? Okay. Who were they around after they played this team? Like, God, man, it's just going to be a freaking...
And that's why you never hear about it.
You won't.
They're going to cover that shit up.
And that's what a lot of the parents are worried about. And a lot of the players that have already opted out. That's what they're worried about. They don't trust the NCAA. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them.
Like, we got 19 straight positive tests. Everybody clean. Everybody clear.
Don't worry. These are false positives. False positives.
Oh,
you know.
Why the coach out there dressed up like the Ghostbusters? I don't know. Man, they know. They trying to get sick.
He got on a whole hazmat suit. He walking around looking like he about to go in outer space. He got the pack on his back.
Got
the freaking SCBA mask coming into his freaking encased helmet.
What's wrong with y'all coaches? Just trying to stay clean. Stay clean.
Why? I thought everybody tested clean. Yeah, they did. They did. We just want to make sure that, you know, just in case they're asymptomatic.
Oh, boy.
We want to make sure that we don't catch it.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
It's going to be real interesting, dog.
Tell somebody die after the season, dog. Oh, no.
Please don't let that happen. Please.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
All right. I'm done. I'm high. I'm sorry, y'all.
Oh, goodness.
It's called life.
I want to know what that freaking... I need to look up that disease real quick.
What's that? Talking about that one you were trying to pronounce?
Yeah.
Boy.
What is... Let me see. National studies are providing that cute. Okay. It's called myocarditis.
And
myocarditis. And it can impair the heart's ability to pump blood and send electrical signals.
Oh, Lord. Sound like your sister getting shut off.
May lead to heart attacks, acute coronary syndrome, stroke, yeah. blood pressure abnormalities, clotting issues.
Oh, God. It should shut off.
Goodness. So pretty much, yeah, you could walk out there on the field, your heart get to pumping too fast, and all of a sudden, your heart forget to send signals. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Guinea pigs. For real.
Straight up guinea pigs. I feel, like I said, I feel sorry for these kids.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for them.
Yeah. I'm like, I took 25 tests in a row, all negative. I lost 20 pounds this month. I don't know what's going on. Oh, boy.
You stupid. You got it. Old Frosty Flick out there, he having parties on people's shoulders, on their shoulder pads. Man. He's sitting there on their lips as they playing, waiting to jump. He's sitting on the offensive player's lips. As soon as they come into contact with the defensive player, their helmets clash, he go jumping onto the defensive player's lips. Now he got it.
Oh my
goodness. Golly, man. Lord, when is it going to end?
It ain't going to end until a whole bunch of people dead.
When is this foolishness going to end?
The Rona.
Boy, what you say?
Ventilator. I can't breathe. Oh, my God.
Oh, goodness. Well, hope y'all enjoyed this show tonight. We had fun creating it. Man, y'all leave us some comments or something, man. We want to know how y'all actually feel about this show. You know, if you're listening to it, say something. You know, drop something on the IG page, Podding on the Spot. Go on there, leave a comment. Let us know if we suck. Let us know if we good. Let us know what we should do next with the show. You know, what kind of subjects we should talk about. We open. We want to know what y'all think.
And we accepting donations.
Yeah, give us like a dollar. So we got $2 and some change. You know, that'll be appreciated. But anyway, y'all have a good one. We'll catch y'all next time.
Peace.